Hey, you tired of hearing the same old crap? Well, have no fear. Ricky V. Valentine is back with his brand new triple CD box set singing ghetto classics for the aging B-boy, such as Grandmaster Flash and Melly Mel's The Message.
It's like a jungle. Sometimes it makes me wonder how I keep on going under.
And N.W.A. Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton. A crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube from a gang called Niggas with Attitude.
Also featuring Outkast, Sorry Miss Jackson.
Sorry Miss Jackson.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize 10 times. Sorry Miss Jackson.
And the mighty Jay-Z's Girls, Girls, Girls!
Girls, 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 it's girls I do adore. You put your name on this paper, because I would love to date you, holler at you when I come up tall.
To purchase your copy of Ricky V. Valentine's Ghetto Classics box set for only $29.95. Yes, $29.95. Phone now. 2-555-00-2214. Or for those who are online, www.rickyvvalentine.com.
Hello and welcome to show 66 of Radio Clash. This is the 666 Down for the Upstroke edition. Or something. Hello, and this is Radio Clash, and that was Kaiser Chiefs, apparently, with their version of What Time Is Love by the KLF. Thanks to the KLF list for that one, pointing me in the direction of that one. All I know that it basically sounds like a live recording, and it's supposedly the Kaiser Chiefs, and very interesting. There's another rock one that they pointed to, which was not a very good recording, which is Glenn Hughes doing Smoke on the Water going into What Time Is Love, which works really well in sort of a rock opera-atic way. I hope all of you are well. Oh dear, a bit too loud on the mic. Well, as you probably guessed from the title of the show, I down for the upstroke. Things are a bit crappy with work at the moment, so apologies if this show today is a little bit kind of down tempo. Old time listeners would remember that I used to do quite a few Sunday sort of down tempo Sunday coming down type mixes, although not saying I've actually been going up anywhere, well, not for the upstroke either, but this is one of those shows, and I'm going to start with a track by the Go Team. Later on I'll be talking about The Last Bastard, or The Bastard 94, the Club That Cried Wolf, which was the which is actually the proper ending to Bastard, the previous one. There was a kind of a sort of reprieve situation. I posted about the blog, and I'll be talking about that and playing a few tunes related to that. But first thing, we start with a song by the Go Team, and this is actually a B-side of theirs. I think I've posted before that I prefer the B-sides to the A-sides, because they have a really strange production value. Everything kind of is very muddy, and that I can see that has probably very for legal reasons and other reasons, but I just don't really get it. But I like this one a lot, despite the production values. So I'll see you in a short while.
partner in Habersham Row, for you already know new. The line is wrapped around the building to see the Lyrical Giants performing live, with they might be giants on the ones and twos, and they might be giants on the MIC. That's true, Milner. There's going to be pandemonium tonight. Stay tuned for more speaker rattling news. We'll be back after this.
That was Moshi Bet from the very good Combat Rock album, which came out in 2003, with They Make Me Not Be Giants versus Lyrical Giants Get Crunked. And what I love about the fact is, one, it's got polka. That's always good. The DJ No in me loves polka. Two, it makes They Might Be Giants sound a bit more interesting, because I'm not really a big fan of They Might Be Giants, but by adding some crunk rapping. And it just sounds like they're not supposed to work together, and they're not trying to work together. They're kind of like fighting to tear apart. And that's why I like that album so much, because it's not... Usually mashup artists are trying to make things work together smoothly. And the interesting thing about that, there's things like Yes versus No Means No, and Aphex Twin versus Thompson Twins on the album. They're kind of struggling to get apart, but they just don't manage to... They just kind of hang together. Which is, you know, that is the intention. It's very good. That's an example, although they obviously played that track. They played some Moshi Pet at The Last Bastard at Cartel. Mike is a big fan of Moshi Pet and turned me on to them. So thank you, Cartel Mike. I love it greatly. And the thing about the Last Bastard, it actually got quite tearful in the end. There was actually sort of a group hug, sort of everyone in a ring type situation, which was spontaneous, which was very appropriate for The Last Bastard. There was Strictly Kev playing, who was technically brilliant. He was kind of sort of mixing, sort of doing a lot of vinyl turntablism stuff, but with only headphone, actually not listening to his headphones sometimes. So it's like just doing it live. It's like, you know, just obviously monitoring from the speakers, which is like, wow. But I think for me, he played a very good version of Lunatics Will Take Over the Asylum with Apache by the Incredible Bongo Band. I think it was Apache underneath it, which I was tempted to try and recreate here, but nah. But it's that was very, very good. But I didn't really sort of get into his set as much because there's a lot of people watching, and it was kind of like, you know. But then Audio Shrapnel came on, just blew them away with that kind of insane gabber nonsense type stuff, including even at one point, I think it was Dancing to Arctic Monkeys, but they'd been remixed gabber style to something like 140 BPM or something like that, which was brilliant. About the only time I can probably dance to them, or the Sugar Babes mix, which you might hear on some show. But that was good. I enjoyed that. It was just like insane gabber, as you can imagine for a man with a name like Audio Shrapnel. I think it was a good kind of seeing off the bastard. I think I've got a feeling that's probably not going, there's not going to be any more, or I don't know what's happening about it. I hope not, but I wrote elsewhere that it was like losing a friend, and it was, because it was the only club that I felt really comfortable in. You know, other clubs I've been to, they've been great, but I don't really feel kind of comfortable. The thing about it is it's very kind of cozy, it's quite small, and it's quite informal, and it's not a dress code. Like some clubs I can mention, you know, it's not like you feel like intimidated to go in. It was totally kind of like, you know, anybody can just wander in, which is part of the problem, I think. But it was I think it was a good sending off. And I'm gonna play a track that was that they ended on, which is I've played before February last year in the Valentine show. I'm gonna play it again. It's Kevin Blackdom with The Sicko, John Whitney Houston.
Should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way.
Yes.
Zero with Give It Up in the Sun, which of course is the one of the most horriblest, worst, most depressing songs, Season in the Sun, with by Terry Jacks, done to I can't remember which song is it. It's done to a Latin beat. Is it Esla 1000? I'm not sure. But anyway, certainly it's very appropriate. Oh, it's The Good Men. I think it's The Good Men. I might have that wrong though. Blame it on the red wine. And then before that was the classic John Whitney Houston by Kevin Blechdom and DeSicco. No apologies for inflicting that on you, because you know you like it. And I have to say, I was very, very, very drunk at The Last Bastard. I don't think it's been a long, long time. For a very, very long time, if ever, they've actually had to sit down, and the sort of the world is spinning around you, and literally you're thinking, breathe, breathe, breathe. Don't get up, you're going to puke up. Yes, you really wanted to know that information. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. So I'm going to play a track by. I'm going to mix in a track. Or play a track by Hot Chip, because I like Hot Chip at the moment. Give this one some time, because it's sort of one of these things that starts really, really slowly and is a bit kind of like, and then it sort of builds up to a really good track. And then I'm going to play some. I've been buying sort of shoegazing records. I mean, I was a house kid. I mean, I was into sort of house, hip house, as you probably know from my classic house mix, which is now out there, and I have to post about that actually, for Noise 5 or Noise 5e. Whatever it is, and that's actually out there. I'm quite proud of that. It's my best long mix I've done .. ever, exclamation mark, and it is very good. So but I never got into the whole shoegazing thing. I kind of, it sort of passed me by, and I've just bought My Beautiful Valentine, Loveless, and Slow Dive album, Just for a Day, which I know Souvlaki Space Station, or Souvlaki is the one which everyone goes on about, which is from a couple of years later, but this had Golden Hair on it and The Peel Sessions, so it's like, can't decide, computer, can't decide. So I went for the Just for a Day, so I'm going to play a track off of that, and something from the Portishead album, and some Radiohead covers, because everyone's doing Radiohead covers at the moment, but not ones you've probably heard. Then there might be a few tracks from, or you heard one earlier in the show at the start, from Cosmosonica, which is Tom Middleton's covers compilation, Crazy Covers Vol. 1. Hope he does a Vol. 2. It's very good. You heard Ghetto Classics at the start from Ricky V. Valentina, and that's where that /.com that Fatboy Slim nicked came from. I bet you always worried. I bet you were staying asleep. But you were staying awake all night thinking, where did that sample come from? And now you know. And you can tell it to all your friends, and you become a king amongst wastrels. I don't know. We need Kirk at this point to actually interject, but I'm trying to badger him to do another podcast, and we're supposed to do one in March. We haven't done one yet, so who knows? Apologies for that. So this is a hot chip defeated by technology, although it's actually looks defeated by technology. I think deflator's a bit better. I'll speak to you soon.
Defeated by technology again today. I try my best, but I just can't get on my way. Try to lay the track straight down right here and now. Something's buzzing in my ear, it's all too loud. Most of all, I feel I fall if I don't capture this feeling. Nothing coming down too smooth for me this evening. Watch it crumble in my hands just like before. I'm gonna show technology who's boss once and for all.
Just like Thank you. before your Father hears us, before all hell breaks loose. Breathe, keep breathing. Don't lose your
I'm not afraid to
That's DJ BC with For My Idiots, which of course is For My People, Missy Elliott versus Radiohead, Idiotech. Then before that was Exit Music for a Film, Kiki and Herb. Now it's sort of deliciously over the top, but it also, Kiki and Herb are kind of a cabaret duo, and you might have heard of, very, very good. And I sort of found that cover on a blog and thought, well, there's this new Radiohead covers album coming out, which I've heard bits of, Cinematic Orchestra, Mark Ronson, RJD2, I can't get that right. And it's, I don't know, I'm sort of left me kind of feeling a bit kind of blank. So I wanted to put a few tracks in there that are sort of my idea of a good kind of mixes or Radiohead versions, and there's a few more that I was planning to show which I haven't fitted in, but didn't really fit the mood, but will be in future shows. Yeah, happy Radiohead bootlegs they are. But the, and also before that was from the Dumb mashup album, the Portishead mashup album, was I Chill by Len Lowe featuring Katie Enlow, and it's her birthday today. He said checking the clock yesterday, so happy birthday, Katie. She's 25, and she was sort of posting about that as I was sort of awake at something like 5 or 6 in the morning working. Long story. But the she was also being very happy about it, so happy birthday. I love that cover version. I think there's actually a bit of Radiohead in there as well, which I didn't realise when I was putting this playlist together. I was listening thinking, I'm sure that's Radiohead pitched down. But I love the Wandering. She's got a perfect voice for Portishead, for Wandering Star. Her voice just has got that kind of blues tonality, which just fits that perfectly. The rest of the album, there's a few good tracks on there. It's a bit mixed for me, a bit more mixed than usual, but these things are always kind of a bit mixed. There's always a couple of tracks you like, and then the rest are a bit like, isn't it with any compilation. Then before that was Avaline 2, or Avaline 2 by Slowdive. That's, I think it's from one of their very early singles, either, I think it's a B-side. I love that. I really got into Mogwai about 94 95, and I don't know why, I just never knew about Slowdive until later on, and I did a boot with them using Golden Hair, and I sort of loved them ever since. Then before that was Deflated by Technology by Hot Chip, which was, I hope you enjoyed that. I like that track. The sentiment really appreciates me, as especially for the last show. I've reinstalled all drivers, and I bet as soon as I say this, it's going to crash. But it seems like the audio equipment is behaving this time, but last time literally it sort of crapped out four times in an hour, which is just like, ah, you know. So thankfully this show it's been not too bad. So that's the end of the show. I've got a couple of tracks to play out on, but you can find out more about Radio Clash at mutantpop.net/radioclash. I'd love to get feedback on the blog. A few people have been posting feedback and stuff about previous shows. Quite a few people like the alt.rap show. I thought, because I did it twice, I thought it was one of those shows I wasn't really sure about, but it actually went down really well, so thank you everyone for that. I think it's you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net if you want to have private feedback. Ooh, private lessons, private dance. No, don't go there. And then you can, if you're in the US, you can phone the Clash line, 206-202-5274. I can't believe I can remember that when I'm slightly drunk. And you can then, he says as he's stalling, as he's trying to call up the page, you can call the UK line, which is 0700. Hurry. Why is it always, question, why is it always the internet really slow when you want it to do something? Come on. Hello, internet. I'm cracking my head. Whatever it comes up. So the track I'm going to play is from the new, not so new, but it came out last year, the Cosmosonica album. There's a version of Sound of Silence, Simon and Garfunkel track by the Lambeth Community Youth Steel Orchestra. Now, I'm sort of going to say this, especially after the Cats and Jammers track I played a couple of shows ago, it seems like the Steel Orchestra is this year's, I mean, along with the kazoo. I'm trying to make the kazoo the instrument of the year, but that's not happening. So it seems to be a revival of the accordion and the Steel Orchestra, as far as I can tell. But I know these things fluctuate. You know, if you've got shares in various instruments, they go up and down. And Tim isn't stalling for time trying to wait for this website to come up, is he? No. Okay, the number is 0700-5850-524. That's 0700-5850-524. Maybe I should tattoo it on my hand or something. I don't know if I can remember the bloody thing. Strange, because I remember the US number. So call that, keep it alive, feed it. And then after that, I'm going to play... again from the I didn't realise they're both from the Cosmosonica album, is Nina Simone with Here Comes the Sun. I think the reason I'm playing this is the lyrics are very, very apt at the moment, especially with all the talking about it's been a long, long winter. It has been a long, long winter for me and other people, and it seems to be getting longer at the moment. You know how the day seems to get longer and longer. Well, days are getting longer, but not warmer. At the moment, it's like minus 16 here, or it has been minus 16. I think it was minus 20 something in January, but it's been cold. And various things with work and stuff like that has meant that it's been not a good time at the moment, just not good, which is sad. And I know a few other people have been having shitty times, which is strange because I was trying to keep myself happy, but it seems to be affecting me at the moment, and it's all to do with a certain client of work I've got. So this is Sound of Silence, and I'll speak to you soon.
comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right. It's all right. Here comes the sun.
You